Om Namah Shivaya is a mantra that everyone knows. If there is one mantra that most people know in the world, that is Om Namah Shivaya. This is a supreme mantra. And what's a mantra? A mantra is a divine sound, or to use the biblical terminology, it's a word or a sound that can create miracles, that can do healing, that can bring money, that can bring a new business. There is nothing that Om Namah Shivaya cannot do. So my understanding of the sound went through innumerable changes. The reason why I am doing this, well, still I have a lot of videos on Om Namah Shivaya in the past years. This one carries my latest contemporary current understanding of Namah Shivaya. And that has been enhanced by our understanding of language. Right before I started doing this, I saw Sundar Pichai talking about, now you can speak all languages through this AI program. There's one language helping you to learn all the other languages. That is one way of presenting the AI. Now, Om Namah Shivaya can also do the same thing, but even beyond that. Language is a frequently used term in computer science, in AI. Language is everything. The highest language is the language which puts together Na, Ma, Shi, Va, Ya. And then I compared it with the Jewish mantra of Yahweh and made a video many years ago. And Yahweh, the two Ya and sound Va are tremendously powerful sound, and that shaped the form of the God or the understanding or concept of the God of the Jewish religion, Yahweh. So the sound Yahweh, and there are innumerable ways of chanting Namah Shivaya, changing the syllable sequence, like Yang Namah Shivaya, Mang Namah Shivaya, Na Shing Shivaya, Namah Vang Baya, Namah Siyang Namah Shivaya, Vang Basivaya, Sing Shivaya Nama. And I will explain to you how each sound carries the subatomic power behind it. And it has to be used in a certain part of the brain and with certain prayer. If you use the sound without prayer, it won't work as much. It should work. So all these things are very important to know. Usually, people write 108 times Om Namah Shivaya, say it 108 times. But the traditional approach. But the yogis and the siddhas use it at different parts of the body. The key important areas are like the third eye here. You know, even if you tap here, you can see, you can activate the pineal gland, you know. And then this is another area, which is the crown chakra. And you can again tap here in the ears, because the sounds are heard. So you have to put the sound inside the ears. And then it will immediately take it to the brain and you will have good results. And also the tongue. The tongue also thinks. Can you think without a tongue? No. Because language is localized in the tongue. So in the tongue also you can put tongue in certain orders like Ya, Nama, Si, Vaya, Nama, Si, Si, Vaya, Nama. I will personally guide you of how to use these sounds. And also, I insist that the way you can get the most benefit of these sounds of Om Namah Shivaya is that you think as many times as possible, and then you imbue your thoughts with the sounds, fuse them. fuse the thoughts with Om Namah Shivaya sound. You want to manifest a house, fuse it, fuse the thought of the house, or car, or clothes, or job, with the sounds. And then with the thought empowered by Om Namah Shivaya, then it will be useful. It is easier to manifest it. And most importantly, the upcoming Shivaratri time, the night of the Shiva, is the important time where this Om Namah Shivaya mantra gains maximum power. And the yogis wait for this time to access this energy. So I will do an extensive program and also do a hydration ceremony for this special Shivalingas that came to me, and they will, to see this lingas itself, it will be a great blessings directly from Shiva. I feel that it is God's grace that revealed this sound to humanity. So I look forward to teaching that, and I look forward to attend that program. God bless.